Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Joe Tolleson is our guy in charge of putting together the top highlights of the past week, and he's been on site at the Stanley Cup Final for a firsthand look at the great action in Games 1 and 2. So let's listen to Joe's plays of the week, beginning with the first goal of the Anaheim-Ottawa series.
Comrie in the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer trying to recover. Comrie comes in to help. Comrie comes out with a puck back up high. Mazzaros, Fisher, his shot knocked down the way of the net. Bouncing puck, scores! It pops over top of Jaguar and in. Ottawa leads 1-0.
Sam, a quick start for Ottawa in the Stanley Cup Finals thanks to Mike Fisher's power play goal. Dean Brown the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa. The Ducks found themselves down 2-1 heading into the third period, but not out. Ryan Getzlaff tied the game at 2, and then checking line winger Travis Moen made Honda Center erupt with 2:51 to play.
Scott Niedermeyer, the Duck captain, flips it for brother Rob. Skips away Mazzaros. In front, Moen scores! Travis Moen scores to put the Ducks ahead with 2:51 to play. After the Niedermeyers made the play to get the puck in front, Moen ripped one by Emery. It's 3-2 for the Anaheim Ducks.
Steve Carroll, the call on the Ducks radio network, as Moen put Anaheim in front, but they needed Jiggy to save the day.
Out to Redden at the blue line. Down to Spezza, left circle, 15 seconds to go. Spezza skates back, long shot, deflected wide. Behind the net, Fisher, out in front, saves Jaguar. He robbed Alfredson. Play along the boards, 4 seconds to go. 2-1, it's over. Anaheim wins game one.
Sam Rosen right here on NHL Radio as J.S. Jaguar made the big stops in the closing moments to preserve the win. Could Ottawa even up the series in game two? They had a chance in the first period with a minute and 7 seconds of 5-on-3.
Back in front, Spezza, side of the net. Comrie hits the side of the net. Back in front, Alfredson, his shot, tipped in front. Spezza, sprawling. Puck is still loose. Chance for the Ducks to clear. Diving attempt salvaged by Alfredson. Alfredson throws it low. Spezza, Heatley, Jaguar with a huge save. Corvo shot. The net knocked ajar. Beauchemin with a chance to clear, and he gets it out and back down ice.
Dean Brown the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as J.S. Jaguar was stellar against the Senators' pressure. The Sens had 16 shots in Game 2. 5 came on that 5-on-3. Into the third period where Timo Salani was denied by the crossbar, but with time running out, the Ducks' checking line showed their scoring touch for the second straight game. Steve Carroll, the call on the Ducks radio network.
Anaheim gets the puck. Here comes Paulson speeding in. Right wing shot, score! Sammy Paulson snapped one by Emery with a wicked shot. 5:44 left in the third, and Paulson gets another goal. 1-0, Anaheim leads.
Sam, will the Ducks raise the cup, or can the Sens dig deep for a comeback? We'll know more next week as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks, Joe. The action has been sensational, and we're heading for a big finish. Still ahead on this week's show, I'll chat with Anaheim star forward Teemu Selänne, and Billy Jaffe goes inside the Ottawa Senators locker room to talk with defenseman Joe Corvo following Game 2. Coming up next, it's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
Making him the captain now is the most natural thing in the world.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.